This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8 o'clock hour here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt.
Got you down.
Peyton and Aiden alongside your hump day edition of Sean and RJ.
Hump day.
On The Fan here, we got Adam Schefter coming up at 9 o'clock. Brett Boone at 9:20. Big night tonight. Got Luka in town taking on the Mavs. And we got the Rangers coming up 12:30 pregame right here on The Fan. KNC's got a short show today.
Oh, you're kidding.
Try to
no
avoid
way.
The sweep.
A short show. That's so awesome for them. But we've got the best guests of the day. Some have referred to him as the next Kyle Yeomans. It's Dane Brugler from The Athletic here to talk about the Beast, his annual draft guide. Dane, how are you, sir?
I've been called worse. Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. Excited that the Beast is here. Dude, first off, before we get into the actual content or some of these draft questions, it is so sleek and stylized looking this year. You got like all the different like graphics and such a clean new look and all the different things with it. You've got still got the regular printed version I see available, but it looks like you guys have tricked it up this year.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to still honor the people who like to print it out and have a physical copy and, you know, go with the straight PDF. But, you know, it's 2025. Let's upgrade this thing. And yeah, it's the navigation's really easy. You can search. There's over 2,600 players in this thing. Mm. So you can search for anybody you want. There's testing information for all of them. 400 reports, you know, all the background information that you're just not going to get anywhere else. So, yeah, if you like the draft at all, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Check out the Beast. Make sure you have it by your side when the Cowboys are drafting here in a few weeks, and you'll have everything you need to know about the player.
So let's start with the Cowboys first. And Dane Brugler from The Athletic joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. His annual draft guide is out now. It is a must for everybody. We're going to have it here in the studio, I know, for the next few weeks. Dane, let's start with Cowboys first before we get to some larger draft questions. The name we keep hearing a lot in mock drafts and things like that, I don't know how much it's coming from the star, but just people connecting dots. They keep mocking Omarion Hampton, the North Carolina running back at 12. I've been feeling like that's a little rich. I really, if I'm picking at 12 and I'm getting a running back, I'd probably want Genty as the only one I'd go for, but he's likely not to be there at this point. Is Hampton a guy that you think you could justify and say, I understand if the Cowboys were to go with him at 12, I understand why they would make that pick?
It would. I fall along with kind of where you're thinking. It feels rich. I mean, Omarion Hampton is a really good player. It's maybe the best compliment you can give is, yeah, okay, last year in 2023 with Drake May, ran for over 1,500 yards, almost 6 yards a carry. But without Drake May this past year, everybody knew Omarion Hampton was getting the ball. They don't have a quarterback. The offense really revolved around the run game. He still rushed for over 1,600 yards, 6 yards a carry, 15 touchdowns. So, you know, regardless of what the blocking was, what the quarterback was doing, Omarion Hampton was productive, and he does it in different ways. He has the traditional build that you want from a running back, 6 foot, 220 pounds. He brings a power element, but he also has speed. He has above average burst for a guy that size. So he's a proven workhorse. And so there's a lot of things to like about him. I think Hampton will be a first round pick, But especially in a draft class like this that is so deep at the running back position, I think of the different ways they could go with that 12th pick. And I think a wide receiver, defensive lineman, maybe even a corner. To me, that makes a lot more sense in the first round. And then wait until day two and get my Caleb Johnson, get RJ Harvey. There's just so many running backs in this class that I think can help upgrade this team's running game, and they can get a better player there at 12 overall.
So your number one position at 12 would be?
Well, and I think that, and then the Cowboys don't really draft positions in the top 15, right? I think they target players more so than positions.
Right.
And really, I mean, the Cowboys deserve a ton of credit for how they've drafted the last, 10, 15, 20 years when they've had a top 15 pick, top 20 pick. They haven't let it go to waste. They've gone and got the CD Lambs and the Zach Martins, and, they've really maximized those early picks. And so when I look at that 12th overall pick, I think you could make an argument that assuming all receivers are available at that point, whether they go with McMillan from Arizona, Matt Golden from Texas, I mean, they could really upgrade and make an upgrade in the passing game. I think that makes a lot of sense. We know they need to get better on the defensive line, and so they could upgrade there as well, whether it's, could be a pass rusher like a Mike Green. It could be a defensive tackle, and we know they need corner help. So to me, the position I keep coming back to is wide receiver. This is a different wide receiver group than last year. There's no Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr. If Brian Thomas, who went in the 20s last year, if he were in this draft class, he would be the first receiver drafted. So it's not necessarily a super strong receiver group, but there's still talent. There's still good players. And in my opinion, McMillan is the best of the group, flexible. He's ball winning instincts. That's what really stands out the most with him. When the ball's in the air, he's going to go get it and come down with it. You rarely see the ball hit his body, get to his body, because he's catching everything out in front with his hands. So if I have a chance to go get McMillan, if I'm the Cowboys, I think that makes a ton of sense.
On McMillan, and we're talking with Dane Brugler here on 105 Through the Fan. His annual draft guide is out now over at The Athletic. You can pick up a copy with your Athletic subscription. Dane, with McMillan and the questions about his 40 time and how fast he is, does that matter as much when you look at least for me, when I watch McMillan, I see a guy who's very efficient with his movements, and there's not a whole lot of wasted steps for me. So I look at it and I go like, yeah, it may be 4.55 or whatever it is, but to me that's still a really efficient mover when he's out there working in space.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a very limber athlete, and he actually ranked third in among receivers in all of college football last year in forced missed tackles after the catch. So he's got a little bit of slipperiness to him. Massive catch radius. That's the reason you want to draft him, is the catch radius. It's really unique. It's kind of T. Higgins-esque. And, T. Higgins ran, I think, a 4.59 at the combine when he was coming out. Like, he wasn't a big speed guy. And honestly, usually these guys aren't really for me. I think of like Laquan Treadwell and N'Keal Harry. And like, we've seen a lot of those guys who were quote unquote ball winners, but maybe didn't have the separation skills. We've seen those guys not work. But I think McMillan is a little bit different because of what you're saying. He has just this flexibility and fluidity to him in his routes at the catch point, where he's just going to be those ball winning instincts really take over. So a unique playmaker who still has to get a little bit better in terms of sharpening that, some of his routes, expanding the route tree. That Arizona offense kind of limited him in that area, but all the tools are there for him to be a ball winner in the NFL.
Grady Jenkins over on the Fan YouTube complimenting Dane Brugler for the Denton Ryan helmet that is on his setup behind him there on the Fan.
I was wondering if that was Denton Ryan or Mount Union.
Could it be Mount Union? Union or Denton Ryan?
It is Mount Union.
Look at that.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't tell me you're telling Grady Jenkins.
Oh, look at that.
See, you would know because you're playing Denton Ryan today, actually.
Yes, my kids are playing Denton Ryan today.
Dane, I got to ask you, let's talk local since we're already we're mentioning local here. What do you think of, and we'll go quarterback first, Quinn Ewers. So I have talked to various people who, you know, some people think like, man, the traits are there, and that's a guy who I'd absolutely be willing to gamble on, or, oh, that's a guy I would gladly take in the second round. And then there are other people I've heard from that are just like, that's an easy late day three pick to me. It just feels like there's a lot of variance on Ewers.
There really is, and I think you could make that case for a lot of these quarterbacks, especially in the mid rounds. You know, the Dillon Gabriels, the Will Howards, Riley Leonards, all those guys. It's a wide range of opinions, and with Ewers, you know, I think there's a lot of things that you can point to and say, okay, yeah, that's going to work at the next level. I mean, he's a natural ball handler. The ball comes out really quick, especially RPOs, really, really smooth in the RPO game. You know, he's a really good curl comeback passer. He has a good feel for areas. I think the most impressive thing about him is the poise that he plays with. And you look at some of the places he's played, 2023 Alabama, 2024 Michigan, like the true road games, that's where he's at his best. He's a very calm guy. He doesn't get affected by crowd noise. And you know, in true road games at Texas, he was 11-1 as a starter. So I think that mental toughness, that poise is something that you can really look to and say, all right, that'll translate to the next level. I want to see him stay healthy. I want to see him be able to stay on the field. And, you know, I give him credit for toughing out some of those injuries last year, but it clearly affected him. And you have to be able to play through pain and still execute and still maintain your level of being a consistent starter. And so can he do that at the next level? That's kind of the question mark. When it's all said and done, I think there's a good chance he does go on day two for a team that's looking for one of these quarterbacks, second round, third round. You know, we'll see how the first round plays out. You know, obviously we think the Titans are drafting a quarterback at one. What do the Saints do at nine? Could they be a Shedeur Sanders landing spot? What about Jackson Dart? What do the Steelers do at 21? And we know the Browns and the Giants there at the top of round two need quarterbacks. So it's just a really interesting, you know, kind of domino effect of when these quarterbacks come off the board and then who's still going to be looking for a quarterback once we get to day two.
You would be surprised or you'd be stunned by how many quarterbacks made it in the first round. What's the number that would stun you?
Well, I mean, I think the over-under is 2.5, and I'm going to take the over on that just because, you know, usually we see these guys sure. go. You know, the Kenny Pickett year was kind of the mm-hmm. exception to the rule. We had one quarterback in the top 73. I do think this quarterback class is more similar to that quarterback class than, say, last year where we had six in the top 12. But, you know, we could always see one of these teams, the Browns, the Giants, the Raiders, who knows, maybe trade up into the back half of round one to get one of these quarterbacks because this is a good draft, but it's not a great draft. And so I think some of those teams in the late 20s, they'll be more than willing to trade out of there and pick up an extra third or whatever it may be to go back to pick 33 and still feel like they're getting a similar player they would have taken at 25. So there's a good chance we see some of those trades into the late first. And so I think we're going to see three quarterbacks, maybe four in the first round.
How do you bake into your mocks and big boards and stuff the philosophy that like if I don't have a quarterback I just got to take one it's worth the risk of missing,
right?
Like how does that kind of impact how you stack your board?
Yeah, and that's where I try to keep the mocks and the boards separate. You know, the mocks are what I think teams are going to do and what I'm hearing. The board is what kind of how I see these guys and my scouting. And, you know, for me, Shedeur Sanders, I think, is 34 overall on my top 100 board. And that's where, you know, once we get to the late 20s, early 30s, like that's where I would feel comfortable drafting Shedeur Sanders. I like Shedeur Sanders. I think he has a chance to be a starter in this league. I just wouldn't draft him top five overall. And on draft night, if the Giants end up taking him at third overall, yeah, that'd be a little rich for what I would do. But I get it. I understand. You know, there's a quarterback tax, right, where these guys get bumped up a little bit and go a little bit earlier than they should because of just the impact that they make. And so it's hard to rank quarterbacks with every other position because they're just different. The way they impact the game, the way that teams will reach on these guys, and you understand why. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you're in trouble. And so if you believe in a player, you understand why they might reach on them a little bit.
Last one for you here. We're talking with Dane Brugler here from The Athletic with his draft guide out released today. Your 12th ranked player is Tetteroa McMillan. Your 44th ranked player is Caleb Johnson. Those are the Cowboys picks, obviously. Would you say that's pretty close to a dream scenario for the Cowboys to get out of? Or who would you say 12 and 44, if the Cowboys could get that, I think they'd be sitting pretty.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, talk about what your offense looks like. You're upgrading your offense. That would do it. I like the McMillan pick in the first round. And then, yeah, in the second round, one of those running backs, whether it's Caleb Johnson from Iowa or Travion Henderson from Ohio State, or Quinshon Judkins from Ohio State, I think they will have a few options there in round two, guys that can come in and help the run game, help in the pass game. And you think about what that will do for Dak, what that will do for CD, what that does for your entire offense. When you add two more threats, one in the backfield, one on the outside, I think that is an ideal scenario that helps them not only for 2024, but you think about the next 3 or 4 years where the Cowboys are kind of in this window with an established quarterback running the show.
Dane Brugler does great work for The Athletic, and he is also one of the kindest guys you'll ever meet, one of the best dudes in this business. Dane, we appreciate you, man, and everybody go get your copy of The Beast over at The Athletic.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
Dane Brugler, again, he does fantastic stuff, and I've already been combing through The Beast. I'm excited about it. With us talking to Dane Brugler, it is a good time to remind you guys that our staple draft event with you, the Tolo, Draft 101, it's coming up. It's in our fan showroom, 4131 North Central Expressway in Dallas. It's going to be our Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, myself. We're going to team up with DallasCowboys.com for a night of draft talk, debate, and questions. Not only that, we're going to have dinner for you guys thanks to Whataburger, plus plenty of giveaways. Completely free, no sign-up required. Just show up on April 17th. That's April 17th. Doors open at 6:45. Can't wait to see you for Draft 101 on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
A Stars lose in the worst way possible. The Rangers drop more than just a game. And surprise, surprise, there's controversy at the Masters. That's all coming up next in The Fan.